Everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You guys know how much I love a good analogy, and this one's really got me fired up, the stock market as a treasure hunt.
Yeah, it's definitely a compelling way to think about it. There's risk, there's reward, and most importantly, there are strategies you can use to increase your chances of success.
Right. It's not just about luck. It's about knowing where to look, how to read the signs, and being able to spot those hidden gems. And speaking of hidden gems, that brings us to a really fascinating concept we've been seeing pop up, the idea of smart money leaving clues. So break it down for us. Who are these smart money players and what kind of clues should we be looking out for?
Well, smart money is really a broad term. Think of it as those big players in the game, the ones with the experience, the resources, and often the inside track. We're talking about institutional investors, hedge funds, even those individual investors who consistently outperform the market. They're not just throwing darts at a board. They have sophisticated strategies and really do their homework.
Okay, so these are the folks who've been around the block a few times. They know the lay of the land, but they're not relying on insider trading or anything like that, right? They're using publicly available information, just interpreting it in a way that maybe the average investor doesn't.
You got it. Think of it like this. You and I could be looking at the same treasure map, but they've got that magnifying glass. They know which landmarks to focus on, which paths to avoid. Take something like increased institutional investment in a particular sector. That's a pretty strong signal.
Yeah.
Or let's say a well-respected investor suddenly takes a contrarian position, going against the grain. Those moves can tell you a lot if you know how to read them.
Right. Like, maybe they see something that everyone else is missing. I like it. So you mentioned clues. I imagine things like earnings reports, economic indicators, that sort of thing would fall under that category.
Absolutely. Those are prime examples. Let's say a company consistently beats earnings estimates. That's like finding a trail of gold nuggets, right? Or maybe you see a shift in consumer spending patterns, a new technology emerging. Those are all clues that can point towards potentially lucrative investment opportunities. It's all about connecting the dots.
It really is like that treasure map, except instead of X marks the spot, it's more like do your research, analyze the market, and maybe, just maybe, you'll strike gold.
Okay, I have to ask though, because just like in those old adventure stories, I'm sure there are plenty of misleading clues, dead ends, and maybe even some traps laid out for unsuspecting investors, right? How do we avoid falling for those?
That's where critical thinking comes in. Don't get me wrong, enthusiasm is great, but you don't want to be chasing after fool's gold. It's easy to get swept up in the hype, especially with social media. Oh, tell me about it. One tweet and suddenly everyone's an expert.
Right. So always, always do your due diligence. Let's say a company's stock is skyrocketing because it's trending online. Ask yourself, is that hype sustainable? Dig deeper. Look at their financials. Understand their business model. Consider their competitive landscape. You've got to separate the signal from the noise.
It's like that old saying, if it seems too good to be true.
It probably is. Don't let FOMO, that fear of missing out, cloud your judgment. And, you know, this is where understanding smart money comes full circle.
How so?
Well, it's not about blindly following their every move, but using their actions as one piece of the puzzle. If you see a bunch of institutional investors pulling out of a stock, even if the news seems positive, that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
It might be time to ask yourself, what do they know that I don't?
It's like they've spotted a storm brewing on the horizon that maybe everyone else is oblivious to. So, as we wrap up here, what are some key takeaways for our listeners who are ready to embark on their own financial treasure hunt?
I think the biggest thing is to approach the market with a curious and discerning mind. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your research, and develop your own analytical skills. Remember, becoming a successful investor is a journey, not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Love that. Okay, now, before we go, one last thought for you to ponder. We've been talking about smart money, but the reality is there's, well, let's just say less informed money out there too. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making in the market that might be holding them back? Think about it, and until next time, happy investing.